in the last few weeks, or maybe 6 or 7 weeks ago, I started reading about a story that really kind of caught my eye. In the Outer Banks of North Carolina, right on the beach there are all these houses. And they're built up on stilts, and they've been there, and all of a sudden, one by one, they started falling over. Have you seen this picture? It's kind of wild to watch. And it started with one or two. By now, more than 30 houses have fallen on this beachside reality. And it feels, I kind of looked at it and I was like, you know, you sort of have that moment. I'm like, my house isn't on stilts, but I'm kind of looking at the edges of it going, okay, it's solid, right? Like every creak makes me just a little nervous. And I started to have this question, how could this happen? These houses have been on stilts for a long time. And other than in the craziest hurricanes, they've been fine. Decades, even, they've stood there. But then they started falling. They started collapsing. The image was so striking to me that my mind drifted back to it a few times because of how weird it was. In part because I went, how is this possible? And also in part because I thought, for some odd reason, I feel like I know a lot about building houses on beaches. And I'm going, why do I know so much about this? Why do I feel like I have the answer of why this is happening? And then I began to realize I knew exactly why this was happening. And this is just a reminder, there's this guy, Jesus. We talk about him a lot here. We think he's both human and God. It's kind of a wild idea. And at one point, he gives the most famous sermon in the history of the world, the Sermon on the Mount. He talks about all kinds of things, but at the very end, he gives this example, his big closing argument. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, and yet it did not fall because it had foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. And I went, oh, that's why I think I know a lot about building houses on beaches. Because if you're building a house on the Outer Banks on stilts, you had better be darn sure that what you've dug down to put that house on is solid. You'd better know that you have put something on solid foundation that cannot move. And it's weird when all of a sudden the current is just so much that the foundations start washing away one by one by one. But that's not Jesus' point. Instead, he's trying to talk to them about their life. He's trying to talk to them about what is it that you have built your very existence on. Is it solid? This is the sixth and last, that's a hard word to say, it's the last week of our My Story, My Song series. And today's song was written 6 years ago by a musician named Cody Carnes. And he based it on the scripture we just read, and he wrote these words: Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaken, I've never been more glad. And the reason I point out that it was written 6 years ago is that they wrote it in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. And nobody really understood what was happening or what was about to happen. It felt like underneath his feet, the ground was shaking. He's interviewed and he's talking about this and he goes, I was anxious, I was worried, I didn't know what to do. Nothing made any sense. And so when he writes this line, when everything around me is shaken, I think it's a line that many of us felt in that moment. And if it wasn't something that you felt in that moment, I guarantee all of us have felt that way at times in our life, like the ground is moving. I think the question many of us were asking was this: what do you do when the ground is shaking? What do you do when the ground is shaking? We spend a lot of time at church going, how do we have church when you can't meet together? How do you adapt and change and move and go? How do you feel safe? But the song and the verse we read are a reminder of something that's very true, that when the ground shakes, what you've done matters more than what you do. If everything is moving around you, what you do in that moment doesn't matter that much. Here's the thing that happened in North Carolina. When these houses started washing away, the only thing they could do was evacuate them. There really weren't any other options. It's not like you could go out to the beach and start digging. You'd knock the thing down. Everything was causing trouble in that moment. Once the sea starts to wash out the sand, there isn't anything left to do. All you have to rely on is what you've already done. And I think the same is true in our own lives. When the chaos begins to hit, when it feels like things are shaking, we don't get to ask, what do we do next very often. Usually the question that we're asking is, what kind of life have we built? What kind of stability have we created? What have we built things on? And what could possibly be strong enough to hold us up when things start to feel like they've moved? When Carnes writes his song, he ends that first part with, "I've never been so glad," which feels weird, right? I've never been more glad. I'm like, come on, that doesn't sound right. But here's what he says. He says, "I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, because he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations, so why would he fail now?" What he's saying is his faith, his trust is in Jesus, in what he said and what he did. This is what Jesus points out. When you put my words into practice, your house is like one that's been built on rock. It might shake. In fact, probably will shake, because the ground shakes sometimes. That's just how it is. But when the shaking happens, it'll stand. And when we sing those exact words that Jesus doesn't let us down, I want to point something out. It's really not easy to sing. Because I think most of us think that when we build our life on Jesus, the ground isn't going to shake. Or when we pray, Jesus is going to respond. And when we say he's never let us down, I think a lot of us look at each other and we go, you know, but except for that one time, I prayed for health and it didn't work. I prayed for that job opportunity to come along and it didn't show up. I prayed that she would just say yes, and she didn't. Whatever it is, so many of us have had moments when we've prayed for things and it felt like Jesus didn't come through in the ways that we wanted him to. And what do we do? And how on earth are we supposed to claim that he never lets us down? But the reality is that that's not what the singer is singing. The singer is not saying the ground will never shake. He's saying Jesus will be with you in the midst of the shaking ground. The promise is that Jesus' words are steady and strong enough that you, if you have built your foundation on that, you're going to be okay. That it is strong enough to hold you up if where you have started in the okay times is digging down and finding the promises that Jesus has for us and saying, these are the things that I put my hope in. What are his words? Carnes says it this way. I've got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. See, I read these verses. There are verses that he's talking about. When he says that, the verse that he's talking about is this one that we're going to put up right now. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Jesus tells this story on the night when he's going to be betrayed and crucified the next morning. He's like, you're going to have peace in the middle of all of that. And all of them are like, we don't feel any peace at all. If you've watched the latest season of The Chosen, they illustrate it really, really well about how nothing feels peaceful in the midst of Jesus going, yeah, it's going to be fine. But the truth is that if we built on Jesus, even in the midst of something that feels as chaotic as that, we begin to realize that the promise is that God has the ability for us to find peace even in the mess, even in the trouble, even in the difficult thing. Or Carnes' next line, I won't be going under because I'm not held by my own strength. My mind went back to Matthew 14, 30 and 31. When Peter noticed the strong wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying, you of little faith, why did you doubt? It's a great image. Peter goes, I'm walking on water and I'm going to sink. There's no way I can do it. And Jesus is like, I got you. Don't worry. It was not your job to float anyway. I'll hold on to you. I'll hang on to you. I'll help you in the midst of all of this. These promises are critical because we tend to believe that we face uniquely difficult situations, that the fear or pain or whatever it is so overwhelming that nobody's ever experienced it before. But Carnes is naming this as he wrote. His fear and his anxiety were great, and they felt like too much, but Jesus had been through it before, and generations of followers of Jesus had been through it before. That the chaos that we can feel in our lives is reflected by the characters in Scripture. It's reflected by the people who have lived this life of faith for thousands of years. They know our pain. And when Jesus goes through it, he proves something that's really important for us to hang on to. There's this doctrine of the church, and it's called Christus Victor. And the victory of Christ is what it means in Latin, Christus Victor. And essentially what it says is this, is the way that we are saved is that Jesus shows up on earth and he has victory over those things that we think that we cannot prevail against, that will overwhelm us. How does he do this? Well, he declares victory over the terror of nature. They go into a storm and they're like, this thing is going to kill us. Everything around us is so terrifying. Like when you're in a storm, I've been there too. And Jesus stills the storm. He says, peace, be still. Watch, I have power over this thing that has power over you. One of my favorites is he declares victory over our fear of each other. There is this one time he's preaching in his hometown. And he shows up with the crowd, and the crowd is getting madder and madder as he shares God's word, because that's what people usually do. If you share God's word, eventually somebody's going to be frustrated with you. It's just the truth. So the crowd's getting more and more frustrated. And it says the crowd gets so angry, they decide to throw him off a cliff. Like, you're going, is this a cartoon? No, it was really his life. And so it says then he slips through the crowd and out the other side. And I'm going, if he's alone and there's a crowd that's mad at him, there's no slipping away. I don't know what you're talking about. And yet he does it because he's got victory over the fear of what other people could do to him. Over the fear over their relationships. Maybe even the last one. That when we tell the story of Good Friday and Easter Sunday, of Jesus' death and resurrection, he declares victory over the thing that scares us the most, which is our own mortality. The fact that we will not live forever. He says, I can prove to you that God has power over this. And over again, we see people who understand the story of Jesus and understand that Jesus has victory over these things that would have power over us. And they begin to build their foundation of their life on that rock, memorizing those words, hearing those promises, trusting that when things aren't good, that God has a foundation on which we can stand, because nothing can take away this truth, that you are loved by God and that your forgiveness and hope and strength is sealed by who God is and who God will always be through the person of Jesus. We get to see that when we look back at our own lives, that even when it felt like the ground was shaking, God was with us through all of it, that Jesus was walking with us. And the song ends with this question, why would he fail now? And then it all stops. I love this part. It all stops and everybody takes a breath and two words appear on the screen. He won't. And we make you sing it once and again and again. Because you need to hear this truth, that when we've studied where God has been in our lives, when we start to look back, we start to think about the foundation we've built, one of the things we've realized is over and over and over again, Jesus will not fail. We will. We'll fall short and fall apart. And yet, Jesus won't. One of my favorite things to do is to sing songs like this in a group. Because the truth is some Sunday mornings I show up and I'm not ready to believe that. And you all sing it for me. And some Sunday mornings you show up and you're not ready to believe that. And we'll sing it for you. Because the truth is that we're reminding each other of what we're building our foundation on. That we pray and sing and worship in the very boring times, so that when the ground starts to shake, we remember this truth, that when the ground shakes, what you've done matters so much more than what you'll do. And what we've done is we've started to take heart in those promises that nothing separates us from the love of God, that nothing will let us go. I'm going to invite the band to come on back up. And what I want you to do is they're just going to sing this chorus and verse. And this part, first time we sing this chorus and verse, just don't sing. In fact, sit. I'll invite you to stand when I'm ready for you to sing. But just reflect on what it means to build your foundation, your life, on these strong words as we sing together, or as we listen to them sing. Sorry.
Rain came, wind blew, but my house was built on you. I'm safe with you, I'm gonna make it through.
Our story is a story of building a foundation on your rock, so that when the rains come and the winds blow, we know who we're clinging to. Teach us to hear your words. Shape us in your image. Remind us again and again that it's your grace and your love that holds us above everything else. Lord, we're putting our trust in you. We're asking that you would hold on to us. And we're asking that you would teach us to build these foundations in our own lives. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, our Lord, and together God's people said, amen.